Okay, good evening, everyone. We continue with Tefillah Kehelchasa, and in our Halacha Gems, tonight our learning is for the Refuah Shlema of Sarah Rivka Bas Chaya, in the Schus, in the merit of our study of Torah together, she should have a speedy recovery. So last night, as we were discussing some of the dinim, the laws, as they relate to the recitation of Karbonos, we cited in the Mishnah Brura the famous Gemara and Maseches Tainis, whereby Bizman, in the time She'ein Beis HaMikdash Kayam, where the temple does not stand, the recitation of the Karbonos, by simply stating them, by saying them, it's as if a person has brought them. It's a very powerful Gemara, which means that when you say something, it means something. So much so, it's as if you actually brought the Karbonos, which is why skipping them could never be an option. And paying very close attention to what you're saying is something that's highly recommended. I think it goes without saying. That's the basic understanding. But actually there's a second explanation as to why Chazal, why our rabbis instituted the recitation, the saying of Karbonos. One of the reasons why, a second reason that we explore tonight, that the rabbis instituted that we should say Karbonos, is because Chazal was very concerned that we should learn Torah. It should never be that a person should not study Torah every single day. And actually, if you look at the compilation of the Karbonos, you'll notice that there's Mikra, you'll notice that there's Mishnah, and you'll notice that there's Gemara. What's Mikra? Mikra is Karbon HaTamid, the Oila, for example, the various Karbonos at the beginning, the Vaidaberzeh. That's Mikra. That's Chumash. Then you have the Mishnah, Ezeo Mekoimon Shel Zvachim. That's a Mishnah. It's Mishnayis. And then, of course, the Gemara is the Braisa, Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So that's a sense of Limud HaTorah. And there's a fulfillment of studying of Torah. Chazal wanted us, after we said Birchas HaTorah, yes, we say Yivarech Hashem, we say those various words that are also Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, but also here in the Karbonos as well. Not only is it a Hakrava, it's bringing it, but it's also a function of, it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah. There's Mikra, Mishnah, and there's Gemara. It's a very nice idea, but this is a very important nafkamina, practical difference, which is important to keep in mind. And that is the following. Is that what's the difference between that which is Tersha B'Chsav and Tersha B'Alpeh, that which is written and that which is oral? And the Nafkamina Lalach, without getting into too much detail, spending a little bit of time here between Mincha Ma'ariv, this is something that is, of course, a topic of Sugya that can be embellished and is embellished in greater detail. Part of the distinction between Tersha B'Chsav and Tersha B'Alpeh is what happens if a person doesn't understand what it is that they're saying. Have you been Yaitse De Chavasa? Have you fulfilled your obligation even though you didn't understand at all a word that you just said? Big, big nafkamina and the halacha depends on what it is. You say, for example, kolanidarim, for example. Kolanidarim, if a person says, whatever thing the person says at any time, do you understand what you're saying? And if you don't understand what you're saying, so maybe you haven't fulfilled your obligation. So what's a nafkamina la halacha? So for example, a person who recites that which is Tersha B'Chsav, even if you don't understand, poskim write that you're Yotze Dechavasa, you fulfill your obligation, you don't have to know. A lot of different makomis of proof of source, site sorted. So that's number one. However, if a person does not understand what they recite in Tersha B'Alpeh, you're not Yotze Dechavasa. Why? Because the whole tachlis, the whole purpose of Mishnah, the whole purpose of the Gemara is an elucidation, explanation of the Tersha B'Chsav, of the written law. And so the whole idea is for it to be a hesber, for it to be an explanation. And if I don't understand the explanation, so I'm not able to fulfill my obligation. So the nafkamina is, between the two answers, is number one, if you're doing it as part of a hakrava, so you say it and you'll fulfill your obligation because you're offering these karbonos. As opposed to if it's a fulfillment of limud haTorah, and you don't understand what you're saying, so the first part of the karbonos, you still fulfill your obligation. But the latter part of the karbonos, you wouldn't. Eizeh HaMekoyman and Rabbi Shmuel Omer, you need to know what you're saying. Which is why it's always a good idea to know what you're saying when you're davening. But all the more so when you're saying things anyway, in order for it to even count that you fulfill your obligation, you really have to know what the Mishnah of Ezeh Mekomon and the Gemara, the Brisa of Rabbi Shmuel, means. Because if you don't know what it is, then you don't fulfill your obligation. It's a nafkamina la'alacha, how you understand what the purpose of the Karbonos is, and the Pesach Halacha. Again, good idea for somebody to always know what it is and what you're saying, but especially in situations where if you do not know what you're saying, you did not fulfill your obligation. I will stop here.